Zoom is recording. I call the Committee on Idea to order Friday, November 21st, 2025 at 3:30 p.m. in the Frankie Sudo Papa's President's Conference Room and on Zoom at 3:32. Moving on to agenda item 2, compliance with Nevada open meeting law. Was the agenda posted 3 full working days by 9 a.m., not including the meeting date? Yes, it was. Is the meeting taking place on the day, the week, month, day, year, and at the time and location listed on the agenda? Yes. Is the Zoom link working and available to the public? Yes. Moving on to agenda item 3, the land acknowledgement. We acknowledge that the University of Nevada, Reno is situated on the traditional homelands of the Northern Paiute, Washoe, Western Shoshone, and Southern Paiute peoples. These lands continue to be a gathering place for indigenous peoples, and we recognize the deep connection to these places. We extend our appreciation for the opportunity to live and learn on their territory. Now, may the Secretary call the roll.
Chair Castro?
Present.
Senator DeBarger?
Present.
Senator Radke? Senator Barris?
Present.
Senator Bardwaj?
Absence excused.
Senator Dayton?
Present.
Quorum is present.
Thank you.
Order.
Yeah. Oh, excuse me. This agenda was made before our new senator was introduced. So, Senator Burrow?
Present.
Wonderful.
Quorum is present.
Okay. Moving on to agenda item 5, public comment. Is there any public comment this time? Moving on to agenda item 6, actually moving past agenda item 6 to agenda item 7, reports. We'll start with myself. Okay. First off, today I attended the Department of IDEA meeting where I informed the department of our recent passage of SB 93, a resolution in support of UNR's UnDocuPAC, as well as the Senate's intent to create legislation having to do with the recent DOE's targeting of female-dominated occupations in degrees such as nursing, social work, and education. The IDEA department is working hard on disseminating promotional materials for their Pack Without Borders event that I highly urge you all to attend Monday the 24th from 4 to 7 p.m. in the Casey Rotunda. Additionally, I will be personally meeting with Director Navarte to discuss the IDEA grant and possible legislation to codify such into the SAS in the coming weeks. Are there any questions for my report?
What did you say?
Yes, that was the Pack Without Borders event ran by the Department of IDEA. It's Monday from 4 to 7 p.m. in the Casey Rotunda.
Wait, what's happening with the nursing and education?
Yes, so we'll be talking about that a little bit more later. We'll fill you in. But more specifically, there was a targeting of specific professional degree. If anyone else would like to take this away, yes. Senator Barris.
Senator Barris, for the record. Basically, the Department of Education released a statement kind of regarding what they believe were professional degrees. So essentially they had 11 of them. They took out essential ones such as ones related to fields of public health, social work, education, accounting, architecture, things like that. Most of these fields are female dominated fields. And the removal of these having their professional degree status essentially means that these students can no longer get federal funding, aid tuition, to assist them with paying with school, and then that means that less practitioners are being put into these fields, and essentially that puts risk for, specifically within the School of Public Health, this puts us at risk of potentially having a public health crisis, essentially, where we don't have enough practitioners to handle potential outbreaks, potential emergency situations, and things like that. And then, of course, with education, you know, there's not going to be enough teachers still, and we already are in a teacher shortage. So if you want any more information, I'm authoring that piece of legislation. If you want any more information, I can send you the piece, or if you'd like to co-sponsor, we'll author. I would be happy to be on the piece as well.
I would love to co-sponsor. That's my step.
Yeah. All right. I'm glad we, yeah. All right. Senator Barris, would you like to give a report? Actually, excuse me. Our secretary has stepped out for a moment. We're just going to take 1 second. You guys can discuss at full volume, it's fine.
Yeah, I was just trying to look at the list because I was wondering if journalism is on it.
I'm curious too.
I found an article that says nursing, physician assistants, physical therapists, audiologists, architects,
mm-hmm.
accountants, educators, social workers.
Yeah.
Yep.
Accountants is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
Right. That's where we're trying to get social workers are trying to get business on it too. So
yeah,
we can see.
Okay.
Audiologists is also educators is the most crazy too. Like they're all crazy. That's crazy.
Philander. Or wait, no, he's engineering. Sorry. I thought Bolander was engineering.
Wait.
No,
yeah, he's business. Engineering's
Wilson,
Custer, Maselli, and vacancy.
Because do you remember when Bolander was talking about the business for Bolander the business for like 3 weeks straight?
You're right, yep.
That wasn't
Bolander.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think Bolander mentioned it a couple times since he was with the student council.
That's kind of cool that they do like the best of that.
Mm-hmm.
I like a lot of people come up to their rooms with like rock guys. I know some girls in the master already went to that, so.
Yeah.
Because Jonah.
I'm sorry?
The man's vehicle. They are putting in a new path to make it ADA compliant.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not exactly sure why they are tearing up the whole thing. Obviously, it's necessary for that, but I'm not sure. I guess
is
my interpretation was, you know, like the old path on the south end of the lake?
Yeah.
Is they're widening that, and then they're putting one, like, from that through where the grass was, down to the sidewalk.
Yeah. They're also trying to add ADA signage, too. So, yeah. It's interesting. Okay.
I love the start of this chat. You need to be locked in.
Sorry for the wait, you guys. We're also fishing.
Maybe she's getting her drink.
I think so. I mean, I don't want to be mean or anything. She was stuck waiting for so long.
Is she also recording?
Yes.
Oh, the minutes of typing on her
board.
Oh. Okay.
That's smart.
As soon as I could call her, but I'll
mm-hmm.
there.
Yeah.
Did Alex do this social work section?
Oh.
He might have added new parts, but
I think he like organized it to be public health section, social work section, education section.
Yeah, because he said the way that we had it flow didn't make sense originally, but I was like, it's kind of fine because like we all just started at different places and started writing, so.
Yeah.
Did you not get your drink?
I'll get it later.
Okay. You still didn't put it out?
I didn't see it, so.
Wow. Okay.
But I think someone stole it, so.
You're good. Continuing with business, is there a report from Senator Barris?
Yes.
The chair, Senator Barris. Yeah, you have
sorry.
The floor. You're good.
I went ahead and reached out to James Beattie, who is the, he's one of the, I believe, like, one of his, I think he's the director. He might be an associate director. Associate director, I'm going to go with that. The associate director of the First Generation Student Services. I went ahead and reached out with him. I've already had contact with him because I offered the trio piece in May.
Nice.
So I went ahead and made contact with him again, and he's willing to have time to meet with me before we go on winter break. So I'm going to go ahead and get that situated. And then, as I mentioned before, very briefly, answering questions during Chair Kasha's report, I am writing a piece that is relevant to IDEA. If you guys have any questions, please feel free to reach out to me. However, I do believe all of you are on the piece now. So just reach out to the chief staff, and that's all I have.
All right, Senator DeBarger, do you have a report?
Yes, I got assigned liaison to Path to Independence.
Mm-hmm.
I reached out to the assistant director, Nicole, yesterday, and I have not heard back, so I'll probably follow up on Monday.
Okay.
But yeah, haven't heard anything
yet. You got it. Senator Radke?
Yes. We're still trying to schedule time that works for both of us.
wonderful. That's cool. Are there any questions? Okay. With that, we'll be moving on to past Senator Bardwaj to Senator Dayton. Is there any report for today?
Yeah, I reached out to the DRC director, the resource center, last week, and then he got back to me. Well, and then I sent him an email again. He got back to me finally. I sent a follow-up email, and he got back to me. So I sent another follow-up email. And with him, I have to send two emails for him to respond. That's okay. I'll be soon.
You're figuring it out.
Yeah.
All right. And moving on to agenda item 8, old business, liaison adoption. Seeing as we have a new member of our committee today at the table, I'm just going to quickly read out the liaison positions of everyone at the table and the vacant liaison positions. All right. With the Office of International Students is Senator Radke. The First Generation Student Services Office is Senator Barris. The Multicultural Center is Senator Bardwaj. Path Independence, Senator DeBarger, Senator Dayton with the DRC, which is the Disability Resource Center, and then myself with the Undocumented Students and the Office of DEI. So those two and the Department of IDEA. Those three, technically, are ones that have not been filled, and so therefore they fall under my responsibility. But seeing as we have a new member, I'd like to state that the ones you may be interested in going after would be the Undocumented Students, the Office of DEI, or usually it's traditional for the chair to conduct communication with the department head of the ACUN department. So would anyone like to change or add a liaison role at this time?
I'd be interested in
and Cheyenne. Wonderful. I'm glad that's really cool that you already know about that. Okay, so just like sort of Wednesday's meeting, you would make a motion to add yourself to the liaison position of the Office of DEI. And then I'd ask through unanimous consent, and I'll ask for a second. Would you like to make that motion?
Yes.
Oh.
I'm still learning everything.
Okay. So the language would be, I motion to add myself to the liaison position of the Office of DEI.
Okay.
By unanimous consent.
Okay.
I can also just send you wording if you'd like. Would you prefer?
Yes.
That's totally fine. Okay. Excuse my typing. I just sent you a Teams.
Thank you.
It's no problem.
Okay, I motion to appoint myself to the liaison position of the Office of DEI through unanimous consent.
Seconded by Senator Barris. Is there any dissent? Anyone abstaining? Seeing that the motion passes, Senator Burrows, you are now the liaison contact for the Office of DEI. Wonderful. Okay. Is there anyone else who would like to make any changes or additions to the liaison adoption? Okay. Moving on past agenda item 9, new business. Seeing there's no new business at this time, we'll move on to agenda item 10, public comment. Is there any public comment for today? Seeing none, we'll move on to everyone's favorite item, item 11, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting of the Committee on IDEA at 3:45 p.m. Thank you all.
Okay.